Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, 22nd of July, and right now it's cloudy on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast with a chance of rain, with temperatures ranging from low of 28 to high of 33 degrees Celsius, with a heat index on 36. It's supposed to be breezy with westerly winds at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect overcast with westerly winds again at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 67 and it will drop on 54% by noon. Moon is full today in Aquarius. On Wednesday, 24th of July at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are invited to a general meeting on Aura Annum and Light Exchange. You can still listen to the interview, which was posted last Thursday with Moite, one of the initiators of the general meeting, which would be facilitated by Resident Assembly Service. On the same day, Wednesday 24th, but at 4 p.m. at Joy Guesthouse in Centerfield, we can participate also in the Hearing the Newcomers, when the group called Hearing the Newcomers will have its next meeting, and all newcomers interested in our villains are invited. You can call Shanti on 262-2584 for more information. Lavinia d'Auroville / TDC announced the agenda of TDC / Lavinia d'Auroville Advisory Group visit with Advisory Group TAG. On Sunday 28th until Monday 29th of July. While making the agenda, they have tried to establish a balance between open interactive meetings with the residents and the necessary time for internal discussions with the TDC / Lavinia d'Auroville team. There will be an open workshop on Sunday 28th of July afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. to start designing processes and methodologies for community engagement, participation in planning and development. This workshop is an important first step toward establishing a framework for residents' participation in Auroville. They're asking us to come and be part of it. Venue will be Unity Pavilion in International Zone. On Monday 29th in the morning between 9:30 to noon, there will be a technical presentation on ongoing work. This is open to all. While there will be no discussion as such, there will be a board and cards to give feedback and ask questions. This will be evaluated in specific session with the TDC chairman, Dr. Doshi, who will stay in Auroville until August 2nd. This session on Monday morning will happen in Town Hall at Conference Hall on the ground floor. Town Development Council Advisory Group members are Dr. Malika Sharabai, Governing Board Member, Dr. Harjit Singh Anand, Co-President from Euro India Center, Mr. Ravi Chaudhry, Chairman, Mr. Tuan Wan Mengen, Co-Founder Auroville Consulting, Mr. K.T. Ravindran, Head of Department Urban Design, Mr. Aroma Revi, Director of Indian Institute for Human Settlements, Representative of Town and Country Planning Office, Government of Tamil Nadu, TDC, / Lavinia. At Dreamers Coffee Visitor Center on Tuesday, 30th of July at sunset, we are all invited to a poetry music in English, Spanish, French, Arabic, Tamil, and Russian by Trovadors of Auroville who meet every month for sharing and enjoying. So they're asking us to get ready, choose some poems or songs, or get one from a poet you like. And we shouldn't forget that they meet to enjoy listen poetry in different languages. And here a couple of announcements from Auroville Telephone Service saying that TRAI, BSNL and ADCL modems has laid down a 3-day target for BSNL to act on requests for new broadband connections. As a result, BSNL has started requesting that ADCL modem to be produced for configuration before accepting or activating any new connections with immediate effect. AVTS has assured BSNL that it will take the responsibility of ensuring that its subscribers are in possession of the modem before putting in a request. As a result, AVTS can now put in online demands for a new connection or change in BB plans instead of physically producing modems or delivering written letters to the Pondy office. However, AVTS requests that henceforth all demands for a new BB connection be accompanied by assurance that modem is available and commitment that the connection will be used within 3 to 5 days of it being activated. They are also asking us to inform them if there are any changes in our email, telephone numbers or community name. The BSNL handbook for cell phone users is also available now in reference sections. And the document contains useful information on all prepaid and postpaid plans, their validity, and how to recharge them through simple SMS. The book also provides answers to most common questions about the services and facilities available on BSNL network and how to use them. And here's the PILP from kindergarten, which says the kindergarten requires our help. They found themselves in a very difficult financial situation at the moment. They don't have enough means to cover their running costs. They have brought their difficulty to the relevant places such as the school board and BCC, but they also need our help. And if you want more information, they ask them. And their account number is 251-285. Or we can email them on kindergarten@orville.org. And Balo from the new community Azubumi Forest requesting some volunteers for their forest work. As he says that he started some months ago, the forest work and the nursery work is running well. And he stays alone in the community, so he's looking for some volunteers to help in the community forest work and nursery. Housing is available. If anybody is interested to work at Azubumi Forest, you can contact him at 978-790-7087 or email him at sbalu.av@gmail.com. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will scream Om the Divine Name on Om and the Om Choirs Part 2. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 7:30 p.m. we can see an Indian drama romance comedy, Ram and Shyam, which was made in India in 1967 by director Tapio Chanakya. And tomorrow they will scream at 8 p.m. German documentary, Witnesses Commemorate Time and the Crocodiles of the Van der Goo Family. They were made in Germany in 2010 by director Matthias Forrest. And on Wednesday also at 8 p.m. we can see an interesting documentary, Desire of the Moth and Vyomagami. Desire of the Moth was made in India in 2006 by director Amrita Mahadik. And Vyomagami was made in India in 2008 by director Amrita Mahadik again. Lord, Supreme Truth, we aspire to know Thee and to serve Thee. Help us to become children worthy of Thee. And for this, make us conscious of Thy constant gifts so that gratitude may fill our hearts and govern our lives, wrote the mother in the volume 15. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourvilleradio.org.